This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Matthew Hepburn.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. More than 177,000 Australians have expressed their support for marriage equality through a House of Representatives survey. Final results of the online survey released this week show 64% of the more than 275,000 respondents were in favour of reform. But a last-minute push by advocacy groups saw that level of support rise from 58%, with nearly 50,000 people voicing their support on the final day the survey was open. Alex Greenwich from Australian Marriage Equality hopes the results will send a powerful message to decision-makers in Canberra.
This is a huge milestone because this is one of the first times that we've seen a gay and lesbian law reform issue being able to mobilise so much support, particularly compared to the religious right. It's now time for our political leaders to catch up with that.
More than $2.5 million will be dedicated to training aged care workers about the needs of older members of the GLBTI community as part of a reform to the Aged Care Act by the federal government. Under the planned reforms, the government has stated that it will act to ensure that sexual diversity does not act as a barrier to receiving high-quality aged care in either community or residential settings. The decision has been welcomed by ACON, who said they're delighted that sexual diversity training will now be available to staff working with older members of the GLBTI community.
The owner of Melbourne gay venue The Peel Hotel has defended its controversial door policy amid claims it discriminates against women. The policy discourages expressions of non-gay male sexuality and aims to balance the ratio of gay male regulars and their guests. But owner Tom McFeely was unapologetic when he spoke to Joy's on the line.
No, we aren't discriminating, but we have an exemption to do so. I mean, the Peel has always been marketed towards gay men. Other individuals are more than welcome to come in, but we make no bones about it who a target market is. The Peel is predominantly there for the comfort and enjoyment of gay men.
The Vatican has begun a crackdown on United States nuns it believes have focused too much on poverty and economic injustice and not enough on advocating against abortion and same-sex marriage. The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith issued a verdict on the nuns group, claiming that US nuns were challenging church teachings on homosexuality and promoted radical feminist themes that are incompatible with the Catholic faith.
In the US, a conservative television commentator has suggested the hit show Glee could turn kids gay or transgender. Bill O'Reilly told his Fox News audience that the show glamorised GLBT issues and could encourage teenagers to experiment with alternative lifestyles.
If children hear it, unsupervised children, they might go out and experiment with this stuff. When I was a teenager and I saw James Dean smoking, made me want to smoke.
Nominations are now open for the third annual Gay and Lesbian Outrageous, Ridiculous and Ignorant Comment Awards, otherwise known as the Glorious. The awards are held to highlight the silliest and most shocking statements made about the GLBTI community in the past year, with statements from Margaret Court, who claimed homosexuality is often the result of sexual abuse, and this from Bob Catter.
And they said, "What's your position on gay marriage?" And truly, I really think this proposition deserves to be laughed at and ridiculed. It doesn't deserve any serious treatment at all.
Making this year's cut for the most ridiculous comment made about the GLBTI community.
Briefly, in other news, and singer Jessie J has denied claims in an unauthorised biography that her record label told her to lie about her sexuality. The book says the star is a lesbian, but was told identifying as bisexual would be seen as more trendy and exotic.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Openly gay athlete Mark Tewksbury has been named Canada's chief of mission for the 2012 London Olympics. And in a recent interview, Olympic diver Matthew Mitchum said that he looks forward to a day when sexual and gender identity would be a non-issue for athletes, but until then, he's happy to be seen as an LGBT icon if it helps others feel more comfortable about themselves in a sporting environment.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Matthew Hepburn. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.